Oh, Mr. Smith, what's the matter? Are you all right? Whatever's happened? Mr. Smith, can you hear me? If I could just get you to a chair.
What was that knock? Heavens above!
Oh, Mark, thank goodness. I'm trying to lift him.
Better not move him. I'll get some water.
There's a breath on the table. We must get the doctor to him.
I'll send Mortimer for Dr. Parsons. Here you are.
I tried to lift your head, sir. Oh, Lord! Oh, he's bleeding! It's only a small wound, but it's gone so deep.
Oh.
There's blood pouring from his neck.
And look here. An open penknife lying on the carpet.
That's the one he uses for cutting string and chopping up sealing wax. Oh, if only he could tell us how it happened.
Try a few drops of water on his forehead.
He's opening his eyes. He's trying to say something.
Professor. It was...
She, who? Oh, that's a doctor. Oh, do worry.
I'm afraid it's too late. I must go to the professor. He'll have to be told.
Mrs. Marker hurried to the professor's room and found him sitting up in bed, breathless and agitated. He had heard enough to realize that something terrible had happened.
Breathless? Would there have been time for him to return to his own room and get into bed?
He's an invalid. He can scarcely get around without his wheelchair.
I've known some aging invalids. We're not always as helpless as they seem to be.
In this case, Doctor, his disability is genuine enough. Mrs. Marker said he was still in his nightclothes. He can't even dress himself without Mortimer's help.
Those last words, the professor, it was she. They interest me very much. Did the housekeeper repeat them to Professor Coram?
He could make nothing of them. He says they must have been uttered in some sort of delirium. He insists that Smith hadn't an enemy in the world. The crime could have no possible motive.
So then what happened?
The women called Mortimer and sent him for the police. And in due course, the chief constable sent for me. When I arrived, the officer on duty took me to the study where I found the body lying in front of the bureau.
That's how he was, sir. Nothing's been touched.
And the stab wound?
On the right side of the neck, just below the jaw.
Severing the carotid artery. Yes, I see.
You don't suppose he could have done it himself, sir?
By the look of it, I'd say that was pretty well impossible. This blow was struck from the side and slightly behind. Hello?
What's this? Clutched in his right hand.
Oh, we didn't touch that either, sir, seeing as it might be evidence. And he was hanging on to it like grim death. Begging your pardon, sir.
Let's take a look.
After I had examined it, I wrapped it carefully in tissue paper, Mr. Holmes, and here it is.
A golden pince-nez.
There's two broken ends of black silk cord attached to it.
Did Willoughby Smith wear glasses?
No, Doctor. He had excellent sight. There can be no doubt that this was snatched from the face of the assassin.
May I? Yeah. Thank you. Yes, I should like to try them on. Yes, quite so. Now, the pen and paper, I think.
If we might return to the geography of the study. How many doors are there?
Two. The first opens...
Aha! Of course.
I beg your pardon, Holmes? Are we interrupting you?
Oh, no. I'm just scribbling a few lines. Carry on, by all means. You won't disturb me in the least.
Well, if you're quite sure... You were saying, Inspector.
There are two doors in the study. The first opens onto a pair of narrow corridors, one leading to the back door and the garden, the other to the professor's bedroom.
And the second door?
That's the door into the entrance hall, the front door and the main staircase. But the intruder couldn't have come in that way.
Why not?
That hall and staircase were in Susan Tarleton's view all the time. So our murderer must have come along the garden path and entered the house that way.
The garden path? I imagine you examined it for footprints.
Yes, Doctor, and found nothing. That was when I realized I was dealing with someone cautious and cunning. Between the path and the long herbaceous border, there's a narrow strip of grass. There were no footprints on the path or the flowerbed. The intruder had walked carefully along the grass in order to avoid leaving a trail.
So there were footprints on the grass?
They're not prints exactly, but the grass had been trodden down. I questioned Mortimer. He hadn't been working in the garden yesterday on account of the bad weather.
Now, these tracks in the grass, were they coming or going?
Mr. Holmes, I thought you were busy writing.
It's not impossible to pay attention to two things at once. One, Inspector, coming or going?
I couldn't tell. There were no clear outlines.
It was a large foot or a small one.
I couldn't even distinguish that.
Yes, well, never mind. Can't be helped. At least we now know something about the lady we're seeking.
The lady?
Here you are, Watson. Perhaps you'd care to read this. The fruits of my labours. Wanted, a woman of good appearance, attired like a lady.